B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Hey, before I get into this Ben Simmons, I got to tell you something. When you do those bug commercials, man, you start saying skeevies. Dude, that thing got me start me itching, man. You got that thing. I got to get the Benadryl out, man. I don't even have any bugs. I'm ready to talk. You scare the hell out of me with
this. It scares me, man. I read it. I go, because I hate bugs like you do, Cal. You know.
Listen, whatever they paying you, they should double down. You get the gun, bro. That emotion is coming through. Trust me.
Do you remember, real quick, I'll give you all the time in the world. Do you remember, Cal, like, oh, it always happens, like, around August when the water bugs would come out?
Man, let me tell you something. Them water bugs, man, listen. You turn the light on.
Yeah.
It's like being at the Belmont. It's
and it's
hauling ass, man.
And it always happens like around August, September, and you walk down the street and you see them. And when I do the read, I imagine them scurrying over the sidewalk and you go, for the water bugs.
Yeah, and God forbid if you got on flip-flops.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's awesome.
Hey, I want to tell you something, man. Now, this Ben Simmons, I get why we had to do what we had to do because, you know, if you wait too long, he might catch an attitude, you know, and then you got to pay more money for him. So I get the business side of it, but I think a lot of people in Philly, the biggest problem that we probably have here is, man, you know, this culture, man, like, you can't get on TV saying what you ain't going to do. You know, you can't be in Philadelphia saying, well, I ain't going to shoot. And a guy interviews you, you got an attitude. You know, if his attitude wasn't the way it was, people probably wouldn't be breaking as many stones over it.
All right, so let me ask you, Cal, because I brought up the Australian thing. Is it possible that what we think is an attitude is kind of, like, what they're about in Australia. Now add that he's a, you know, handsome, you know, multi-million-dollar athlete, right, on top of the fact that he's Australian. And so you get, like, that attitude.
Well, I heard you say that. That's cool, right? I get that. But, dude, Philly is his own culture inside of the United States.
Yeah.
Hell, Philly's its own culture in Pennsylvania. We don't even say we're from PA.
No, I agree.
What state you're from, we go, we're from Philly.
Yes.
We don't even, it's a whole different thing. And number five made the mistake, Barney Rubble, Chip Kelly, a.k.a. Chip Kelly, he made the same mistake. He comes in, you know, you got to know where you're at, man. You can't, AI got it. AI got
yes,
it. Charles Barkley got it. He came from the South. He got it.
Yeah.
And we embraced him. Like, you got to know where you're at, man. Philly is not like everywhere else. I get the culture, but we got our own. Look, an old lady will kick your ass in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta respect the culture, man. You can't be having an attitude, dude.
So you always wait
a minute, If you won something, then we probably would be more tolerant. But you ain't won yet.
No, you're so right. And you're so right about the culture. You know, I'm writing this movie, right? And it takes place in Philadelphia in the 80s. And so I'm talking to the producers, a really, like, cool guy, very, like, erudite man, the whole thing, you know, in film. He's from New York. But I'm trying to explain to him what we're like. Like, because he's like, wow, that character wouldn't say that. I go, it's exactly what he's saying because he's from Philadelphia. And,
that's right.
And by the way, he's like half the guy's a gangster, right? So, like, you can only imagine.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
He thinks he's seen everything.
Right. Like, so you know that we got a certain way about us here.
This is what you do. Call an Uber and let me show up. Put him in the car before half hour. I'll speak to him. I'll give him what he needs.
Wait, you got FanFest tickets?
You know, I don't even know what that is, man.
All right, so we have a party every year, all right, for the station. And it's all kinds of cool things that go on at FanFest, right? We got... I'll read you some of the things. All the hosts are going to be there. We'll have Sal Powell, Ron Jaworski, Tom McGinnis, Zoom Off. All the guys are going to be there. They got this Bikini Beach. by
like
Elite
that.
Landscaping,
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
They got all kinds of cool stuff, plus giveaways. It's a big party, Xfinity Live. It's August 24th.
All right, I'm there. I'm gonna lay off the Viagra because of the team situation. I don't want to embarrass myself. You know, I cut back on that around the 22nd. You
got it, bro. Hold on, I'm giving you tickets. All right.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna see you tonight down the way, man. I'll be down there with both hands and both feet.
I love it. Hold on, Cal. That's great. By the way, it is. It's unbelievable. How about Fan Fest? Isn't it fun?
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
August 24th, all kinds of great stuff. We got a baseball speed pitch. We got the FanFest band, the Zings. We got a trip for four to the happiest place on earth. How about that? Orlando, Disney World.
Sounds nice.
Kidding me? Spider Mountain. We got a dunk tank, 4-person, 30-foot rock wall. We're giving away a wave runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. We're giving away the trip with me to Miami to watch the birds, courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. Pretty cool stuff. So there's a million things going on. And it's August, once again, August 24th, Saturday.
1 to 5.
1 to 5. It's a great time.
You want some more squads?
Yeah, who we got?
You want the Frenchman?
Yeah, who we have?
Yeah. Batum.
Okay.
Evan Fournier. Who actually like Fournier?
He's all right.
He's a decent player.
He can score.
Rudy Gobert. That's pretty nice.
He's a good player.
And that looks to be the...
Tony Parker's done.
Yeah, he's out. Frank Ntilikina, or Ntilikina, excuse me, he's on the team. I guess Timotei Luwawu-Cabarrot.
He's got to play, right?
I don't... There is a Timotei Luwawu-Kongbo, but I don't see Cabarrot. I don't know if that's a spelling mistake or if he changed his last name.
Nah, it's got to be him.
So that's your Frenchman.
How many Timotei Luwawus are there?
You never know. You go to France, who knows how many there are.
So you have...
Got a couple of NBA players on that squad.
What about Italy? Where's my people?
I looked for you. You got Marco Bellinelli.
Right. So Marco's playing?
He's going to play. Danilo Gallinari, he's playing.
All right.
And then you got some kid who's at Texas Tech right now. David Moretti?
Yes.
He's on the squad.
Yeah, yes.
Other than that, it's people that
I've
are
seen him in the box.
In the Euro League.
He's actually pretty good, Texas Tech.
So you got a couple of players.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Now, Team USA is just unfair.
Yeah, well, you know who's going to be there. Jay Wright. Because Jay's a part of coaching staff.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I know.
Here, I'll pull up the roster for you.
Give me the roster.
By the way, they're number one world rank, in case you were wondering. You didn't think that was actually true. Harrison Barnes, Bradley Beal, Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond, Eric Gordon, James Harden, Dame Lillard, Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, Jason Tatum, Anthony Tucker, Miles Turner, Kemba Walker.
That's not even a good team in the NBA.
But it's better than anyone else. That's a pretty good team in the NBA.
All right, real quick, real slow. Go from top to bottom.
Harrison Barnes.
I hate Harrison Barnes.
All right, he's coming off the bench for this squad. Okay. Come on.
So, Harrison Barnes. No, if I come to the top 12 guys in the league, I can come up with 50 guys better than Harrison Barnes.
You're right. Harrison Barnes.
All right.
Brad Beal.
All right, I like Beal. All right, go ahead.
Anthony Davis.
AD.
He's all right.
He's obvious. Okay.
Andre Drummond.
I get bored.
You could go AD Drummond at the same time. AD play the four.
I'm not getting crazy over Andre Drummond. I mean, he can rebound.
He's going to out-rebound half the tournament.
All right.
Eric Gordon, shooter off the bench.
What's he doing? What's he doing on that team?
Well, you need a couple of guys in the States.
Who else?
LeBron ain't playing. James Harden. He's all right. Dame Lillard.
Why is he playing?
Why not?
Well, how come Westbrook's not playing?
That's a good question. Maybe he wasn't interested.
No Steph?
No Steph. But you got your shooting from Dame Lillard.
I love Lillard. I'm a big Dame Lillard fan.
Kev Love, your stretch four.
Kevin Love is on this team? What the hell is Kevin Love doing on this team?
I don't know.
Why? Tobias. I need some bodies. I'd rather have Tobias than Kevin Love.
Kyle Lowry, your backup one.
I love Kyle Lowry.
Jason Tatum.
I like Tatum.
Anthony Tucker. I think he's a college kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
And Kemba Walker.
That's not that good of a team.
I mean, they're better than...
Yeah, they're going to win, but do you like that team?
I mean, they're a decent squad. No. It's not like the stink.
When we're playing the Tunises of the world and the Garganos of the world, yeah.
They're going to win.
All right. So they're going to roll.
Yes, exactly.
But you can't. I can come up with a way better NBA team than that.
You gonna send out Melo for another gold?
No.
By the way, Melo can't. Head coach Gerald T. Wright Jr.
He's the head coach.
That's what it says. Coach.
He's the head coach.
Says coaching staff, and there's only one name, and it's Gerald T. Wright Jr.
I love it.
I love how they go first, middle, and last name on here.
I love
Damian
it.
Lamont Lillard. That's a good name.
I love Dame Lillard. I love the fact that Jay's the coach, man. I just want to get him a better squad. He doesn't need it.
He's got a pretty good squad.
I love the fact that he's coaching Kyle Lowry again.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. That's a great story. Somebody should be on that train in China.
You get the remotes from China, right?
You know what? Yeah. You do the show at night.
They're playing in Shanghai.
10-2. Through Shanghai?
They're playing in Shanghai to start versus the Czech Republic, who do not have a roster yet.
I'd love to go to Shanghai. You ever been to Shanghai?
No.
I would.
No, I've never been.
Shanghai's like, it's a spy port. It's a port of spies.
Somebody do a movie on that yet?
It's back in the day. That was always a big spy hub. Shanghai. Wow, that's cool, man. Jay Wright coaching Kyle Lowry in the squad?
That's Gerald T. Wright Jr. to you.
That's very cool. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We'll come back with your calls, and Billy King, BK, will join us, and then we'll take all your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. I'm Cuz. He's the Tunis. Jason's off today. And we'll tell you about, what are we talking? We're talking about Parks Casino. That's right. We're going to be there tonight. Ben Salem for Cuz's Corner. So we'll have some fun at Parks Casino. And don't forget about Parks Casino, because right now, the sportsbook's online. Yeah, man. You can check out everything, all the odds and point spreads and everything online at ParksCasino.com. Parks Casino Sportsbook has you covered for online sports betting at your fingertips. So they have it everything, right? You have point spreads, money lines, over-unders, live in-game betting at the click of a button anywhere in Pennsylvania. So that's right. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, up and running online. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to ParksCasino.com/fan and type in promo code sports. Again, that's ParksCasino.com. Use promo code SPORTS. Get your risk-free bet up to $250. That was the best online, the number one casino in Pennsylvania. Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Football season around the corner. Never too early to bet your futures bets for the upcoming college and pro football seasons. That's right. Make sure you get to ParksCasino.com. The risk-free bet refundable on losses. A free bet must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Hi, it's 12:20 on the Midday Show. Now, our next guest, I love him, man. Great basketball man. He is, he did it all in the league. Great player at Duke. Great defender. Was a coach. And, of course, GM and president. He, of course, is Billy King on the Comcast Business Hotline. BK, what's up, brother?
How you doing, Ant?
What's going on, man? What's good? You got going on for the 4th?
I got to go to Atlanta tonight for NBA TV, then I'll fly back and probably just going to hang out at home. Our neighbor right behind us, he does a great fireworks. He's almost professionally great, so I don't need to go anywhere.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So your NBA team, what time? I'm going to watch. What time?
I think we go on, what was it, 10:30, 11:30 after the last Summer League game, I think. And if Kawhi makes a decision, we'll go on earlier.
Oh, that's cool. What do you think? You think that happens today? I know it's always hard to get in Kawhi's head.
Yeah, well, I think LeBron made his decision last year. It was July 3rd, I think. Yeah, because I was in Atlanta for NBA TV. So, you know, I think he's going to take his meetings, but I think it could come today. I do think, you know, it'll come today and probably, you know, before the 4th, that he can enjoy the 4th and knows where he's going.
What's your best guess? Is it Lakers or Clippers or long shot Raptors?
I think it's down to the Lakers and the Raptors. And I think he's just trying to make a decision. I think both those places give him the best chance to win a championship. He's already proved it in Toronto, and going with LeBron knows he gives him a better chance. So I think those are the two that he'd have to be looking at. And my gut says he's going to go back to Toronto, but I just believe that it's, you know, you get the money, get the 5 years, and as soon as it doesn't work, you can always ask for a trade, and they'll trade you. So get the money now, and then, you know, keep trying to win.
Wow, that's wild. You know, it's funny. Just as someone who loves the game, I was hoping he would take Clippers, and then get to see, Kawhi, LeBron going head to head at Staples. That would have been like great TNT to NBA TV. You know, that's great entertainment right there.
Yeah, but you know, wherever he goes, it's going to be head to head with LeBron and those guys on TV. If he goes back to Toronto, you got the defending champion, so that's going to be a great story. If he goes to LA, it's going, you know, they'll create the stories wherever they go TV wise. But I just think it's, maybe I'm being sentimental. I like him to go back to, you know, I wish guys, like when we grew up, they stayed.
Yeah.
They stayed with their franchises, and they retired there. But I understand now the money is so big that players can afford to take less and then, you know, give up the fifth year because they're making so much money now.
I know. I feel that. I always feel that way. I mean, it's almost a shame because you have some of these franchises that will never win. Like, I mean, the odds are so stacked against the Memphises and even New Orleans. They got a nice team, and Portland's got a nice team. It's so hard for those types of teams to win.
Well, you know what? The whole thing is you got to draft well. If you look at a lot of the teams that, like Masai, he made a couple of trades, but he drafted well. Siakam and some of the guys, you got to find diamonds in the rush. You look at Golden State, they drafted Curry, they drafted Clay, they drafted Draymond. You know, then they add pieces. So you start, you got to draft well. But after you do that, then you can add pieces to it. If you miss, especially when you have a high lottery picks, if you miss on those guys, it sets you back so far. So, and then those guys you tend to draft, if you do things right and you provide every opportunity, they tend to stay. I know Durant has moved a couple times and Kawhi asked out, but generally they tend to stay if you draft them.
All right, so let's go back home and let's take a look. Sixers dramatic. They do not re-sign Jimmy, and they go Tobias as the centerpiece. They get Horford. What do you think of the five?
Well, what I like about it is that they, I liked everything Jimmy did in the playoffs. I think he gave them that closure. But at his age, and if he wanted that max deal in 5 years, that's a lot of money to give, you know, just hoping you get 1 or 2 years out of him. Bringing Tobias back and doing the deal to get Josh Richardson so they didn't lose Jimmy for nothing. So they got a player back. And I love the Horford pickup because it gives him a guy when Embiid is, if you're going to rest him and manage his minutes, then you can play Horford at the five. You can start him at the five. Now the key is they got to add some shooting and some other pieces, but I think they're pretty good defensively. They're tougher. I think a little bit more athletic. So I like what they did. If they're going to lose Jimmy, at least they got something back. They're losing for nothing.
Are they bad? Well, what do you think of Josh Richardson? Because I kind of like him a lot. I thought he's an ascending player. He can 6'6" wing, can shoot the three. I expect even better percentage with the proper spacing he'll get in Philly as opposed to what he had in Miami.
Yeah, well, in Miami, I think he also was asked to be the leading scorer, be the guy to carry the offensive load. Here he won't. And I think defensively, you don't lose much with him replacing Jimmy. You get a little more athletic, I think, at this point in Jimmy's career. And then you get a guy offensively that, I think, you said, just scratch the surface and get better. I love players that have been in the Miami system. It's like players coming out of San Antonio system. They really know how to work and they understand the game, how to play the game. And he's a great guy. So I think putting him into this system and added him to the mix. It gives a guy that's just hard-nosed, another tough-nosed guy who's a good guy.
So are they, Ben, we're talking to Billy King on the Comcast Business Hotline. Are they a better team now than they were at the end of last season?
You know, in the last season, it was they were winning on a lot of talent because they didn't have time to gel and get the chemistry. This group will have a whole training camp, and Brett will have time to really revamp the offense because a lot of the offense went through J.J. with a lot of handoffs. So I'm anxious to see them out of training camp. I like the pieces. Now they got to develop that chemistry. What I would have liked to have seen if they'd have brought Jimmy back at O Group, if they'd had training camp together, because I think they could have been better than they were at the end of the year. But the one thing is, I knew you couldn't have five max guys. You weren't going to be able to pay Tobias, Jimmy, Ben, and Joel, all those guys max money. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the other thing too, I thought JJ was going to come back at a discount. I was surprised he got that kind of money to go to New Orleans.
I think JJ was expecting to come back. You know, his family lives in Brooklyn. They like it there. But when he got that kind of offer, yeah, at his age, that money, and, you know, he's got to take that, you know. And so, as a Duke guy, I'm happy for him. I did like seeing him play here. I love having him around here. I think he's, you know, good for the organization. But you can't, you know, at this point in his career, it's about for him to maximize as much dollars because his career is on the downward side now.
I know. I guess I shouldn't be angry with him because I want to selfishly. I thought it'd be great having him off the bench. I think the only piece that they're really missing is that backup one who could shoot and that guy that can really just knock down a three in flurries.
Yeah, and that's the thing now is you don't want to panic and just sign a guy who you think can fill that void. Maybe find a young guy, or maybe there's a guy that's available in a trade. You know, Kyle Korver got traded in Memphis, and, you know, he's got a buyout. Maybe, you know, he becomes available. He's a guy that can come off the bench. But there's guys that, you know, they just got to be patient now and add the right pieces, and then don't, you know, bring in a piece that you're going to regret later, because there's always going to be guys sitting out there waiting, thinking they're going to get a lot more money, and then their agent's going to call you in about 2-3 weeks and say, we'll take that minimum you're offering.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because, I mean, the Sixers are basically out of room right now, and you do have the deadline and you have the buyout. And I know, listen, when you're president and GM and you got all kinds of pressure on you to kind of win, you do have those kind of maneuverability, right? Like, when it comes to that.
But there's going to be some guys in the next couple of weeks that are going to come in and take minimums. And, you know, just because they're going to look and say, okay, you know, when we were in Brooklyn, we ended up getting Sean Livingston on a minimum, I think it was towards the end of July. And he ended up being a key piece for us with that team we had. You know, then he ended up, you know, got played well and got to Golden State. So they're going to be guys that become available just because they're going to look at the right situation. Hey, I can play there and flourish and get a player option and opt out that I can go get my money next year.
So you as a Duke man, and you Duke guys stick together. What are you thinking of the job Elton has done? And have you you text with Elton?
Yeah, I think I really think he's done a good job. And if you ask Elton, he'll say, as a group, you know, because they'll do a lot of things as a group. But I think Elton, being the face of it and being the leader, has done a good job. I was worried that, you know, with all this Jimmy in Miami, I knew Houston was not going to be a reality, but I always thought Miami could be. So then I thought they could make a sign trade. I just didn't want him to walk away for nothing, because it's hard to replace when you give up pieces for a guy.
Yeah.
And then they leave for nothing. So that to me is, I was happy, because even if they'd have kept Rocco and those other guys, you know, their numbers were going to be up there near Jimmy's numbers also. So I think it worked out well in the end result for them.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm rooting for, I mean, Elton has done a miraculous job along with his staff. But, I mean, BK, they go in the, I was looking at the roster start last season. They go into that season last year with Fultz and Dario and Covington, and it gets made over three different times.
Yeah, no. Well, and you look at Elton, they didn't get the job till late. So by the time he got the job, that roster was built. And so then once they got going in the season, they remake it. Now this is like a full season or a full offseason of putting the roster together. But when he got the job, the roster was, it was in place.
I mean, it's so impressive. I mean, I love what he's done. I really do. I got to ask you, before I let you go, and thanks so much, BK. Don't forget tonight, NBA TV special. We'll get to watch Billy and break down everything. But I want to get into this conversation. We're going to be doing this a lot tomorrow or Friday, and that is the ascent of basketball. Now, you've made your, it's been your life, it's your vocation. The sport now is as big as it's ever been. And I'll ask you the question that we're going to pose. Can basketball overtake football in this country?
No. It'll never happen. And it just because, I mean, there, you and I love basketball, and a lot of people do. But when you get down in the deep south in Texas, places like that, you know, basketball is a passing thing that they may glance at. But football is religion in all those places. And every Sunday, no matter where you are, somebody is tuning in to watch the Eagles or their team and the Cowboys or their Giants. And the thing the NFL has over basketball is every Sunday is an event. And you pencil in when training camp starts to preseason games, the opening day, you know when your team's playing and you know, okay, at 1 o'clock this day, this Sunday, I'm not doing anything because yeah, I can do it at 4 or 5, but I can't do it from 1 to 5, you know. And we all grew up that
way. Hey, listen, that's how you are a big football fan as you are a basketball fan.
Yeah. So I just think it's, for most of this country, it's just something that's ingrained that Sundays, that's what it is. And in basketball, it's great. I think the basketball has done a great job of taking over the airways in the summertime with free agency, the playoff, the draft. But during the regular season, there's just so many games. It's hard to overtake during the regular season. And then you also have the college game. And that's in football. College football doesn't even compete because they play on Saturdays.
Right.
And just football the whole Sunday. During the NBA season, you could have Duke Carolina on Wednesday and, you know, the Knicks play in L.A. on Wednesday. And so it's even Christmas Day doesn't rival it because, you know, that's the one day that, you know, they try to compete.
Yeah, it's interesting because I want to get into it a little bit in that, you know, I'm kind of looking deep down in the future, but the inroads that basketball has made in this country, it's amazing because I know you're a big baseball fan and the NBA is bigger than the MLB right now.
Yeah, no, it is, but the, yeah, but baseball is something that is pretty good.
I love it. You're such a Philly. You're such a seam head, BK. You are. You're a seam head. All right. Listen, I lied. One last thing, real quick. Do you foresee the NBA going to 58 games and playing that tournament? And the idea for the tournament would be NCAA style. You add teams around the world, include the NBA teams, and do a 3-week NCAA style tournament here in place of the 24 missing games.
Would they do that midseason? I'm sorry, I'm walking outside. When would that tournament be?
And they were talking about doing it in midseason.
Yeah, I just worry because if you have a guy get hurt midseason playing in that, and you have a chance to lose out on the championship, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's my worries. You know, I think you'll find guys start saying, well, my hamstring's tight. I don't think I can play in this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big worry. It's interesting. BK, listen, thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
We love you, buddy.
All right.
Safe trip, man. Tell Melanie and the kids I said hello.
I will, Aunt. Take care.
All right, brother. Billy King on the Comcast Business Hotline. Boban has signed, oh my God, with the Dallas Mavericks.
The end of the Bobby and Toby era.
The two of them no longer together. No longer together. Bobby and Toby.
Are you going to be able to sleep at night tonight? No Boban?
Thank God. I mean, all due respect. Nice guy, but he was horrible. You couldn't play him. You could play him in the playoffs.
What was he, a minus 10 in like 2 minutes?
Oh, my God. Terrible. He fits perfect with that team. That's a Euro team, like Euro Dallas. They should be Dallas.
Euro John's got to move down to Dallas.
It's the truth. So here's the thing. We had a caller earlier to ask about Avery Bradley. Now, I will tell you, after doing a little bit of recon work, that Avery Bradley is not in the plans. That they're done, pretty much. Barring anything that comes complete bargain basement minimum. And I look, like, if we need that guard, I think that, you know, come deadline and come buyout, like I said before, is when you get him. But I don't think Avery Bradley. I think we're pretty much done.
What about TJ? Is he coming back?
I mean, that might happen. That's a possibility. But very little. They got very little room. All right. One other thing, and then I want to tease this for Friday, because you and I will be together on Friday. But the reason I asked Billy that question about basketball overtaking football is because of you. You had a proclamation.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Your proclamation, because we were talking, you and I were talking just this morning about just how big the sport is. And I'm going to give you all kinds of examples and everything. But, like, the sport is grown and grown, and, like, young people can't get enough of it. It's the sport of young people. They love it. Everybody, all the kids love, they love it. They love ball, love basketball. And you said, and I'm going, wow, you know, it's so big. I wonder if basketball could ever, you know, threaten to topple football. Like, I don't think it does. But could it ever approach football status in this country? And you said...
Yes. And I said it 2 years ago. I still remember. I was on with Mikey Miss. Before Tyrone came back to the Fanatic, I was on with Mike for a couple of months. And we got into that conversation, and I said that the NBA would one day not surpass, but get pretty damn close to the NFL. What was the numbers that Jason brought out? 84 of the top programs were football. It's always going to be like that because there's so few games. But in terms of overall popularity, the NBA is going to be close. Really close.
So you think...
We've talked more Sixers in this calendar year than we've talked Eagles.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, again, it's... You know, we got a football team that is a great, like, we think a great team on paper. And there's not a lot of drama surrounding it. You know, season starts, though. We're going to be just Uber Eagles, no?
Yeah, we'll be Uber Eagles. Of course we are. It's in our DNA. But we're going to be Uber Sixers, too, as soon as that starts.
Yeah.
You're going to be more invested in summer league games than training camp games. For the most part, except as soon as Carson comes off the field, how many people are going to tune out?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, again, because this is a pretty much a veteran team that's built to win now. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know, I think the Super Bowl had some effect on it as well. Like, you're not in that, oh my God, chasing the brass ring. Like, you got it. So you feel great. So you're not a desperate fan base.
Right.
But you're going to be engrossed and you can't wait for it. There's just not a lot of, like, we're going to start slowly to transition into a lot of more football talk. Like, I got an itch bad.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I was going through rosters today.
Yeah, you can. Yes. Print me out all the depth charts of every NFL team.
Killed the rainforest.
Oh, yeah.
But I got a chance to look at the rosters today.
I like to have them in my fingertips.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I looked at all the rosters today and I was getting juiced up for it. I was excited, but... It's going to be Sixers talk for a lot of Sixers talk until even training camp. What are we going to talk about come training camp? Nothing.
No, because I think this Eagles team's ready to win. The Sixers, I mean, think about this. The Sixers remake their roster.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not just the Sixers, the NBA in general.
The best player in the game is Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And
we're still waiting.
We're waiting for it. And we're gonna wait with bated breath.
The last time this offseason was this crazy was just last year. So that's now two off seasons in a row where the NBA has taken over the world. Where we're talking in all cities.
Yeah.
So I think obviously the top 84 programs every single year are gonna be football games because there's so few of them. I get that. And they have marquee matchups every single week, whereas in basketball it's not marquee matchups every single day. You know, Tuesday night, you're going to get Grizzlies-Jazz, even though the Jazz are going to be a good team, but who cares about the Grizzlies? But overall, the NBA is going to be a very popular sport more and more every single year with more young kids. And let's look at just the idea of football maybe going on a little bit of a downslide in terms of youth participation. Everybody plays basketball. Not everybody plays football as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's interesting. I see it with a lot, like my nephew's, what's he, 12? Like he's, you know, he's all about it. Like he's all about hoops. Like love it. I told you on the boardwalk, it's like all basketball.
Yep.
But I want to dive a little bit deeper into the discussion on Friday because you really believe it. See, I don't know how it can ever be toppled unless the injury thing completely depletes the workforce, right?
Yeah. That's one of them. And I also just look at the major cities. Look at New York. Are they more of a football city or a basketball city? They got the Knicks, and now they have KD and the Nets.
You know, listen, the Giants and the Jets aren't exactly like...
I know, but I'm looking at the major cities. Look at L.A. They got the Lakers, and if Kawhi goes to the Clippers...
Yeah, but L.A. just got a football team.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at mass population with popularity of the sport. Maybe in the middle
Chicago?
Of the country...
Chicago's that's a football town.
Yes, it is, and the Bulls stink.
Yeah, but the Bulls have a rich history.
Right. Nah. Maybe we'll look at the cities and the teams that they have.
I mean, I could argue New York still has a baseball team.
Yes, you're right. But I think they would look toward basketball before football at this point.
Yeah. All right, 610-632-0975. There's some open lines. First time all morning. You can get in. And also, I got to play it at... I said I'd play that sound off.
Do you want the actual yesterday. Segment with Mike, or do you just want the calls?
The calls.
Yeah,
Tyrone put him in the... He put the thing in for us.
Yeah, I got the calls.
Because, Nat, you were there.
Where?
At the sound off yesterday.
Yes, I was.
It's the worst sound off I ever heard.
What were they talking about?
They were so... people were just negative.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. Extra yesterday, but generally always negative.
Well, not like that. I mean, that was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. About Horford, right? They were freaking
about
out.
Everything.
Yeah.
The Sixers in general. Ben...
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's so down when it's only going up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know, Nat. All right, listen, when you think about summer, you think family, right? A family vacation. What better way to take a family trip than in a new Jeep or Ram? My friends, my uncles, a family crush of Dodge Jeep Ram. They're making that easier than ever this holiday weekend. Huge 4th of July savings. Only at Family, you're going to save 25% off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, the uncles. Now through the 8th, save 25% off MSRP during the summer clearance event. Now listen, the dealership is going to be open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, but will be closed tomorrow for the 4th. So celebrate the 4th with your family. Then stop in this week to save that big with ours. Go see the uncles. To join a celebration, save thousands on that new Ram today. Listen, a family get the lowest prices, no pressure experience. Great people, man. Go see Frank. He'll take good care of you. The uncles have the best people. You got Amanda, who's Uncle Greg's daughter. She's the greatest. Bring your family in to see ours in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Just minutes from all bridges and short points when you visit Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You'll see you're truly more than a customer. Indeed, family. Shop online at any time at familyautos.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Jason, read me the tweet. Jason. Andrew.
My name's Andrew. Tunis.
Hey, Jason. Tunis. What does that tell you? The fact that... Talk about a Freudian slip. Right? That yeah. I called you Jason. You should like that.
Because I'm doing a decent job.
Doing a great job. You're like, you know, I view you as, you know, my left hand.
Should I talk about Panarin? signing with the Rangers?
Please don't.
No. Okay.
No. All right. I want the tweet that you received.
Yeah, during the break, we got a tweet from Matt Wilson. He actually tweeted it about 30 minutes ago. With all this FIBA talk, he said it would be fun if the NBA All-Star game was USA versus the world. Now, the Rising Stars game is already USA versus the world, but what if we do the actual All-Stars? So he had a starting five. The world would be Ben Simmons, Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He said Nokic, but I'm going to guess he meant Jokic. And then Nurkic would be off the bench. And then Embiid would be the center.
Oh, my God. That's...
that's a nasty lineup.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
That's spacing.
So wait, you got Doncic at the two.
But can Simmons and Giannis be together in the same lineup? I don't think so.
I like to see it.
Yeah,
well, who's your point guard? He would be the world's point guard.
Simmons is the one. I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess Luka's the off-ball guard.
No, Luka's the two. But who else would be your one from the world?
That's a good question.
A lot of point guards.
When Ben goes to the bench, Luka's the guard.
Well, no, you still need another point guard. You got, what's his name, that's finally freed the Utah, the Jazz replaced him.
Rubio?
Yeah.
Rubio could be a guard. Emmanuel Mudiay? He stinks.
He stinks, yeah. All right, so what else you got? You would have, off the bench, you'd have Siakam off the bench.
Yeah, he would come off the bench.
Nurkic? Dude, there's somebody else, too. We're missing a couple players. This starting five is outrageous.
Really good.
Because Porzingis.
Porzingis?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, imagine that one. He'd be off the bench. Imagine Porzingis off the bench.
With Siakam.
Yes.
That's sick.
Think about how popular the NBA is, not just in the United States, but nationally. Because some of the best players in the league are national players outside of the United States.
I'd like to see that as a best of seven series.
Wow.
That would be outrageous.
That would be outrageous.
So the American team.
His starting five that he put out there, but there's a flaw. He has Steph Curry.
Right.
James Harden. Kawhi Leonard. Kevin Durant. And LeBron. Problem here is you don't have a five.
Right. You need Anthony Davis.
So AD would have to be in the starting five. Who do you take out? Out of those five, who do you take out?
I take Harden out.
Harden comes off the bench,
lights it up. First of all, Harden's tough to have on that team. But you have Harden, Westbrook off the bench, right? You got Paul George off the bench. You got Lillard for offense, which is sick. Who are you? Bigs? You have to throw some bigs in there.
So AD's your one center.
You'd have to throw in. You got to go Drummond, and then you got to go that route. But that's still. I mean, that's a great. Obviously, it's a great team.
Oh, Blake Griffin.
It's a great team.
Blake would be on that squad. Another backup for the world team. Maybe Cantor as a backup big. Grab some boards for you.
Yeah, Cantor. Down. Cantor's a back. What's his name? Can play backup point from the Heat.
Oh, Dragic.
Yeah.
Goran.
He could play point on that team. That'd be a fun game. I would see that best of seven.
And most of the names, all of the names we brought up are all stars. I mean, Cantor's not going to be an all star.
No, but the five versus. I mean,
those are all stars that we just mentioned. Though.
I mean, the fact that you would have Porzingis and Siakam off the bench,
it's deadly.
Is nasty. Ben, Doncic, Giannis, Jokic, Joe. Oh, damn.
That's a wrap.
That's scary, man. I think the world wins. Could the world beat LeBron? I don't know.
You got Klay coming off the bench for the United States.
KG? Wow, what do you make the line, Tyrone?
What's the line on that, Ty?
That's a scary proposition.
He goes USA minus 2.5.
Yeah, I could say it.
Are we playing in the United States or
it's steaming,
somewhere in Europe?
And it's steaming world. The world's catching the steam. Carl, you're on 97.
Playing the game in Rio, he says.
Yeah, then forget about it. No other players will play. What's up, Carl?
Chilling. What's going on, guys?
Good. What's up, baby?
Not much, man. I was going to name Dragic as the point guard, but you pulled it out at the last second.
Yeah,
I like Dragic. He might start too, but no. You got to start Ben.
You got to start Ben. Yeah,
you got to start Ben. But I might take the world on that. But hey, back to the point about the NBA and NFL. You know, that's probably one of the toughest arguments to have, man, because both parties have a legit argument. If you look at it from a football standpoint, football is like a delicacy because, you know, from the youth, when you're playing little league football, you're traveling. So you might have a team who, let's say, is from Roxborough, and they got to travel up to Mount Airy or West Lake Lane to play those teams. So they're playing, you know what I mean? They're interacting with different nationalities and different cultures from the youth. Where it is basketball, I mean, you just play at your own park. You don't never leave. You got 10, 12 teams at the one park, you know what I mean?
So
when you look at it at that point, and then on the flip side with the NBA, the way that they're paying these contracts, the NFL got to step it up.
I know.
Because these kids are now looking like, why would I put my body on the line if I can just play basketball?
And by the way, you also have the moms that don't want their kids to get hurt, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.